Bristol Bay now has a boat lift capable of pulling big vessels such as tenders out of the water. The development in Naknek has big implications for the future of the fishing industry and the marine industry in the entire region. Adam Kane of member station KDLG reports.
About 4 years ago, the owner of a seafood processor with a plant in Naknek began looking into the possibilities of hauling out and storing large vessels in the marina located on the banks of the Naknek River. After a lot of work and millions of dollars invested in the project, Leader Creek Fisheries in Naknek successfully pulled their first large vessel out of the water earlier this month. Norman Van Vactor is the operations manager for Leader Creek Fisheries. He says that with the new facility, dozens of barges and tender-class vessels could potentially be hauled out and stored onshore throughout the winter in Naknek.
Up to now, the ability to store a vessel out of the water in Bristol Bay or anywhere basically north of the Alaska Peninsula just hasn't even existed.
Tenders, tugs, and fuel barges are just some of the potential users that could take advantage of the new haul-out facility. Van Vactor referenced Crowley Petroleum Distribution as an example of one of the companies that is already storing vessels in Naknek instead of transporting them outside of Bristol Bay.
The cost of repositioning a ship, I think, is, we all know, is very, very substantial. Anything from obviously, from small boats, from fishing boats, to tender-sized vessels, to marine fuel supply vessels like Crowley and Delta Western and other folks have.
The haul-out system is based on those that have been used in Bristol Bay in the past. However, Van Vactor says that the new multi-million dollar facility has been updated with some modern technology.
Depending upon the size of the vessel, the weight of the vessel, we pre-charge a nitrogen hydraulic system to compensate for it, and then the vessel goes on board the dollies, and initially it's pulled out with a very large 200 horsepower electric winch, and that's what actually pulls the whole carriage, the dollies, and the vessel out of the water. And then once this whole assembly is up on solid ground, then the wheels rotate on the dolly system, and we can then pull the whole carriage anywhere into the boatyard that we want to park it.
The haul-out facility is designed to accommodate a wide variety of vessels. The smallest vessel already pulled out this season was 70 feet long, with a 30-foot beam, and weighed about 140 ton. The largest was 154 feet long, with a 45-foot beam, and weighed closer to 1 million pounds. The facility can haul out vessels with drafts of up to 14 feet. Van Vactor is anticipating that the new storage facility will create a lot of shipyard-type jobs for Bristol Bay residents, including vessel painting, cleaning, and inspecting.
These vessels are going to need to get worked on. It just about name all the different things that will be required to support a large vessel or small boat vessel, for that matter, service industry.
In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.